السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد معدن الجود والكرم، وآله وبارك وسلم صلاة وسلاما عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. All praise be to Allah Almighty and infinite salutations upon the best of all creation, the most beautiful, the most beloved Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Upon his blessed parents, his blessed wives, his blessed children, the Ahl-e Bayt-i Kiram, and upon all of the blessed companions, Ridwanullahi ta'ala anhum ajma'in. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, yesterday we spoke about the aid of Allah Almighty and the aid and help in the form of angels in the battle of Badr. We will look at some of the other miracles and the miraculous incidents from this historical battle today, inshaAllah. Sayyiduna Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that I was participating in the battle of Badr when suddenly two young boys came running towards me and asked me, "Oh uncle, do you know Abu Jahl?" "Which one is Abu Jahl? And where can we find him?" Sayyiduna Abdul Rahman ibn Auf replied, "Yes, I know him. What are you going to do to him?" The young boy said, "We have promised that we will attack him. We will kill him, even if we have to sacrifice our own lives. For we have heard he uses bad words towards the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam." The Muwarrikheen, yani the Islamic historians, have written different accounts about how Abu Jahl died, the leader of the Kuffar Makkah, Abu Jahl. Sheikh Muhakkik, Shah Abdul Haq Muhaddis Dehlvi radiallahu ta'ala anhu writes in detail in Madarijun Nubuwa Sharif. He writes that these two youngsters were Sayyiduna Mu'az and Sayyiduna Mu'awiz radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, two of the seven sons of Afra who took part in this battle. Sayyiduna Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu found himself between these two children in battle and was amazed by their determination, their bravery, their courage, and their love for the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Suddenly, Sayyiduna Abdul Rahman ibn Auf saw Abu Jahl, who was hiding behind the mushrikeen. He was heavily guarded by the kuffar and the sons of Mahzum. Sayyiduna Abdul Rahman ibn Auf pointed him out to the two children and said, "There he is." Sayyiduna Abdul Rahman ibn Auf says, "As soon as I pointed in that direction, I saw these two boys were there in a flash." Sayyiduna Mu'az says, "I pounced up and struck a fierce blow to the leg of Abu Jahl. slicing deep into his shin, separating it from his leg. Ikrama, the son of Abu Jahl, attacked me whilst defending Abu Jahl. He struck my shoulder with his sword, severing my arm from my shoulder. My arm was dangling and being held by a thin part of skin. I carried on fighting with my sword in one hand and the dangling arm in the other. The dangling arm was obstructing me from fighting properly. I became extremely frustrated at this dangling arm, so much so that I used the full force of my legs. I put this arm under my feet, pushed down with my legs on this dangling arm and completely separated it from my body. I resumed fighting once again. Sayyidina Muawiz now pounced on Abu Jahl. One blow was enough to make Abu Jahl fall headfirst onto the ground from his horse. Both the brothers continued to strike Abu Jahl and left him motionless on the ground, thinking he was dead. But there was still life left in this shaitan. Both the boys returned to the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam and gave the news of killing Abu Jahl. It is reported both the boys returned into battle once again. Sayyiduna Muawiz attained martyrdom in this very battle later in the day. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Sayyiduna Qazi Ayaz alayhi rahma writes, Sayyiduna Muaz returned to the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam whilst holding his severed arm in the other. The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam took hold of his arm. Subhanallah, he applied his blessed shifa giving saliva and stuck his arm back in place. The arm became completely cured. Subhanallah. Sayyiduna Muaz lived until the khalifate of Sayyiduna Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Mas'ud went to look for Abu Jahl and eventually found him. He found him taking his last breaths under the bodies, under the armor. And Sayyiduna Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhuma removed his helmet, took the sword of Abu Jahl and applied blow after blow after blow until the head of the Fir'aun of this ummah was completely separated from his body. The head was brought back to the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, who thanked Allah Almighty for this victory and said, Mata Fir'aun wa hadhihi al-ummah. The Pharaoh of this ummah is dead. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, before this battle began, the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam took some of his companions into the plains of Badr. At certain spots, the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam made lines in the sand with his stick saying, tomorrow, during the battle, Abu Jahl will die at this spot, Umayyah at this spot, and others at other spots. Sayyiduna Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, he placed his hands on the ground and said, such and such an infidel will die here and another here. Wherever the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam had indicated, no kafir died at any other place than it. Haza masra'u fulanin ghadan inshallah. Haza masra'u fulanin ghadan insha'Allah. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, by Allah, who sent the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam with the truth, they did not miss the places of their deaths at all. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, there has been many battles and wars in the history of mankind, but no leader has ever informed of victory beforehand to the extent of informing even the exact places where the enemies will perish. This is the shan, this is the maqam of our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. This is the blessed knowledge of the unseen. This is the ata of Allah Almighty, that the shan of the ilm-e ghaib of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam is there for everyone to see. But to accept, to see, pure love and iman is a condition. To be a Sunni Sahihul Aqeedah Muslim is a condition. This is why the Wahhabis, Tablighis, and the Deobandis, etc., do not believe in the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam ilm-e ghaib. Deed aaye ek aur ko kya nazar aaye, kya dekhe? Another beautiful incident from the day of the Battle of Badr is regarding Sayyiduna Siwad ibn Ghaziyya al-Ansari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. On the morning of the Battle of Badr, when the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was straightening the lines of the companions in Badr, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam walked past Sayyiduna Siwad and nudged his stomach with his stick, saying, "Istawi ya Siwad! Oh Siwad, stand straight!" Subhanallah, Sayyiduna Siwad, a true ashik of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he said, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you have hurt me with your stick. Now let me take retaliation." The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam stopped and handed Sayyiduna Siwad his stick and said, "Go ahead, take your retaliation." The companions are all extremely surprised that we are about to sacrifice our lives. We are about to go into battle. We are about to go into a battle with an army three times our size. And what has happened to Siwad? Sayyiduna Siwad approached the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and quickly started kissing the blessed stomach of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. "Oh Siwad, what has happened? What has made you do this? I thought you wanted to take retaliation." Sayyiduna Siwad radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, "Ya Rasulullah, I am about to go into battle. Who knows, I may die and attain martyrdom. But my wish, subhanallah, was that somehow I could kiss or touch you. I could kiss your blessed body before I die. Alhamdulillah, I have achieved this." Subhanallah, this is the love of the Sahaba-e-Kiram. Allah Almighty forgive us our sins. Allah Almighty fulfill our needs through the wasila of the Ashab-e-Badr, the Shuhada-e-Badr, and grant us all khatima upon iman for the sake of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Kyun raza aaj gali suni hai, uth mere dhoom machane wale, wama alayna illa al-balagul mubin.